We're seeing good progress in relation to the country being able to be opened up again gradually as the coronavirus continues to be suppressed. But it's also crucial that we also see our hospital system open up again to the maximum possible that is safe over the coming period, because we know that over the last period of time, many treatments have been postponed, and that has led to increasing waiting lists. For example, in Letterkenny Hospital, we've seen a 19% increase in waiting lists from February until April in those waiting for day procedures and inpatient procedures. We're now 2,500 people on the waiting list.
And the general manager of the hospital has outlined that some services are resuming, but as you say, these lists are only going to get longer and longer unless the full resumption of services is in place.
It's been an inevitable consequence of the absolute priority that's been given to coronavirus over the last period of time, that we're going to see waiting lists for normal regular procedures increase. We have to pay enormous tribute to our hospital in Letterkenny and to all the staff in the hospital and to the staff in primary care service and all frontline services across the county for the job that has been done over the last period of time and that needs to be continued to be done. We have to recognise that there's going to be real pressure in the system, and we need to ensure that that now is ramped up as best possible and as safely as is possible to ensure that those treatments resume, because time, we can't afford to lose any time that can be made of to ensure that those waiting lists addressed and the people get very essential treatments, which unfortunately have had to take a back seat in the last 2 or 3 months as a result of coronavirus.